Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's new episode of X Vlog Live. I'm your host, Mr. Boomstick XL, and well, for right now, I am solo, but C-Money will be here momentarily. I want to thank everybody for checking out today's show. Obviously, there is a lot to get into, specifically keeping the conversation still going with Fallout. We got some Gears of War 6 information. We got some, well, you know, very disingenuous websites, claiming that 82 for a PlayStation exclusive is apparently, well, that's a good thing. They didn't say the same thing about 83 being a good thing for Starfield, even though Starfield should have been higher. It's 83 on console. I think it's an 86 on PC. I'd have to check the numbers, but apparently that's not a good number. But 82 for Stellar Blade is. There's some controversy going on with some things that were on or in the game that were spray painted on the wall that were incredibly offensive for a lot of people. I did not know what they meant until I spoke with my brother. And he was like, yeah, this is what it means. I'm like, wow, that's ridiculous. But supposedly that stuff has been taken out. Something else was put back in there and it did just as worse damage. But we're going to try and cover everything. Remember, this show is only about 75-ish minutes. Today is a special show. Besides it being the X Vlog Live that you know and love, folks, we are giving away. Now, let me just show you. I'll see if the camera will cooperate. Thanks to the ridiculous talent and dedication of Ben Kenobi of Twitter, of course, That Blue Number and Sean Labrie, I have gotten my hands on a set of coins. These are the Fallout coins. Now, I don't know if you're going to, if my camera is going to, yeah, there it is. So it is cooperating. This is the front. Let me show you what the back looks like. The back is dope. It is, well, the vault, the back of the vault door. And I am giving away, folks, five of these coins. Obviously, if you're out of the country, we're going to have to work something out because shipping is ridiculously expensive. As we talked about on Primetime Gaming last night, it wind up, if you like, for instance, if you're in Ireland and you won, to get you this coin might cost $100. I don't know if that's something that we are willing to do. We've spent a lot of money on shipping, which is why we only do digital prizes now, but we are going to participate in giving away the coins. And if you are outside of the country, we'll try and work something out. But if you are inside of the United States and you do win one of these coins, a couple of caveats. One, you have to be subscribed to the channel, and we will check before we give out any coins. Because again, not to kind of be a jerk, it's free. All you gotta do is hit sub Double Barrel Gaming, and you are automatically entered. And if you are sub to the channel and you use the hashtag, which I put in here already, and I will retweet it right now, it is hashtag DBG Fallout Coin Giveaway. So I'm gonna send that out into the chat. Obviously, please copy and paste. And hey, C-Money is here. What's up, brother? How's everything?
Good, man. Sorry, work call right before the show.
Such is life. Such is life, brother. Hey, listen, it's great to have you here. I was doing my intro monologue like a villain. But, now that you're here, how are you feeling, brother? Welcome back.
Thank you, man. Feeling great. Busy. A lot of crazy stuff going on. But feeling good. Like what good. we got to talk about.
There is a lot to get into. So again, folks, just real quick, this is the coin, right? Once again, this is the giveaway. I was sent quite a few of them. I'm giving away only five at a clip because it becomes a little overwhelming to get everyone's address, their first name, their last name, their address, where they are. We got to package them. We got to ship them. Now, again, shipping. We're eating the shipping. We are going to pay for the shipping. It's something that we may have to address at a later point because obviously the more coins we give away, this stuff isn't for free, folks. It gets expensive. And again, the super chats and channel memberships, That is what this is going to pay for ultimately. But we are no cost to you. If you win, you win. That's it. And we are going to do five at a clip. I have about, I want to say, maybe about 40 coins.
Holy
now,
shit.
Have, yeah, I got about 40 of them, but not of this one, not 40 of the Fallout. I have Call of Duty. I have Pal World. I have the Hellblade ones that we're giving away closer to the release of the game in May. I have a few Hold the Lines. I got a few Forzas. I got a little bit of everything. And what we're going to do is at the end of the year, as one of the grand prizes for our Christmas with Mr. and Mrs. Boom giveaway, we are going to select one lucky winner who is going to get the entire set in a case sent to you for the price of free. Just participating and being a channel member, that gets you an extra extra entry. Dropping a super chat, that gets you an extra entry. But all you have to do to have a chance to win this magical prize at the end of the year is going to be, you're going to have to be subscribed to the channel, and you're going to have to be in the chat when we are doing the giveaway in December. This December, we are giving away, and again, this, I don't know how many channels are doing this, but we do this because we love you guys, and we want to help as many people as we can. And we know that each and every year that passes, finances become harder for a lot of people. So last year, if you didn't know, we gave away $1,500 in 2 hours. There are no other channels doing that. IGN doesn't even do that. GameSpot doesn't do that. We do that. We do that because you folks are very generous, and we want to return that 10 times over, because that's who Miss and Boom and I are. Well, this year, Mrs. Boom has, obviously she's the money lady. She's the one that handles all the finances. Folks, we've upped the ante. This December, we're giving away $2,000 in 2 hours, $1,000 per hour. And in order to win one of the prizes, and they're all going to be digital except for this one magical prize that's going to be sent to whoever and wherever you live. It is probably going to be worth thousands at some point, because these coins are super rare, super limited, and the winner, the grand prize winner, one of the grand prize winners is going to get the entire set of these coins. And, well, that's, again, it's just our way of paying it forward, so to speak. So, obviously, for today, five Fallout coins to celebrate the launch of the 4K 60-frame update, which I don't even think is available yet, which is weird. It's 12 o'clock. Where's my update? I think it's happening at 1. I can't wait to play. But listen, C-Money, let's get into the first topic. Now, the first topic here comes the way of VGCharts.com. This was posted minutes ago by William D'Angelo. And the title of the article, C-Money, is Gears of War actor might have teased Gear 6
yes. will be announced
in June. Now, listen, we've heard this for the last 2 weeks, but this is complete confirmation, folks, that Absolutely. This June we're getting Gears of War 6 news. Now, let me read it, and I'm going to just tell everyone right now, there is a massive spoiler here for Gears 5. If you are someone that has not beaten Gears 5, lower the volume, close your ears. I don't want to be accused of, hey, Boom, you didn't give me a chance. I'm literally going to let you get 30 seconds go by so you can lower it, because it is a massive, massive Easter egg that if you didn't beat the game, it's going to be ruined for you. I don't want to ruin it for everyone. So here we go. Remember, you were warned, folks. JD actor Liam McIntyre was responding to a fan on Twitter and has appears to have teased Gears of War 6 will be announced at the annual Xbox show in June. The article goes on to say, the last mainline entry into the Gears of War franchise, Gears 5, released for the Xbox One and PC in September of 2019, and for this Xbox Series X and S in November of 2020. Again, folks, spoiler warning for Gears 5. Towards the end of Gears 5, the player had to choose whether to save J.D. Phoenix or Del Walker, which meant the other one was going to be killed, and there were two different endings. McEntry was asked if J.D. Phoenix's death was canon, ending his death was canon to Gears 6, and he responded by this: "I have no idea. I think Gears of War will tell us all in June," with a smiley face.
That's some dumb shit to say, JD. You're the actor. You know, if you've been working on the next game that is shortly going to be released.
So to be fair, to be fair to Liam, okay, if you've ever seen Tom Holland get interviewed with Spider-Man, that kid has loose lips and he sinks many ships. And he has, you know, the Marvel snipers are always watching. And I would imagine that the Xbox snipers are watching as well. Nice. I think that was the best way he could have said it. But I think
Of course, with the smiley face at the end.
With the smiley face. I mean, come on. We know, look, we've heard this for the last couple of weeks. I don't remember who broke the story originally, but I think it was, I don't think you have to be a quote unquote Xbox to think for a second that Gear 6 wouldn't show up in a big way. I also am hoping that this isn't goes in conjunction with the announcement of the Gears of War collection, the Marcus Fenix collection. But let's talk about this because, okay, Gear 6 is going to be there, dude. I'm going to be there. Thanks. I'm hoping that I'm in the audience taping and watching this. I'm going to be using my phone. I cannot wait. Are you excited, bro? I think this is confirmation.
It's 100% confirmation. That's exactly how I read it, too. I mean, just the fact that we've already been hearing stuff about it, and then the fact that he comes out here, he's the voice actor, he's obviously in it. They obviously are not going to kill the you know, Marcus's son. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, but this is the bloodline. You know what I'm saying? They got to keep going, right? So he's definitely letting everybody know that in June, we're going to find out what it looks like, what it is. And I got to tell you, I haven't, like, looked at Gears in a while, like the main game. But holy hell, how is this a 2019 game?
Wait till you – now, you saw him coming down the line and the water. Like, right now, yes. You're in the dark cave, so some of the lighting is – watch when he walks into the light, how it just glistens off of his armor.
Dude. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're the kings of this, man. Coalition is crazy. It just blows my mind because this is like 2019. But then you go and you look at Stellar Cheeks and you see any of the zoom out view, and it looks like it came out in 2009 when you look at the zoomed out views.
Some of the up close. Well, I will say that we're going to get into Stellar Blade because obviously I know you guys have been talking about it on the socials. Apparently 82 is a good score now. But that wasn't the case.
It's a glorious score.
It's a glorious score. As a matter of fact, there are some websites reporting. I was saying it in my my evil mantra, intro. There are websites that are actually proclaiming that this is better than Starfield, and that thank goodness that PlayStation dodged a bullet and got this and not Starfield, and it's moving consoles. Apparently, pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep it gears.
Okay. So Gears is, I mean, honestly, you know, in the spectrum of Xbox, right? Like, you know, there was a time where it was basically like Halo or Gears. Like you were on two. It was almost like Bethesda, right? Where it's like Elder Scrolls or Fallout, right? And the same thing kind of was with Xbox. Like, not that you didn't like both, but you leaned, you know, one way, right? So I'm Halo through and through, right? But that doesn't mean, look, you got the Locust. Where is he? Boom, right there. What's his face? Damn. And then right next to it, you got Marcus on. Yeah, right there, right? So I'm both, right? They live in the both worlds for me, right? So Halo's number one, Gears right there, close second. And man, it's going to be glorious. Like what they're going to do, what they're going to show, like when you see Hellblade and you see how beautiful that game is, you're going to now see what can be done when you add that level, probably higher graphic fidelity plus the 60 FPS, because Coalition, this is what they do, right? They know how to get the most out of these things. And it's going to be, I'm so pumped, dude. Like, this year is going to be crazy. Like, that showcase is going to destroy worlds, all right? It's going to destroy worlds. I don't know, like, how the game industry is going to survive outside of Xbox. You know, everybody else is going to be like, what is going on? They don't even know what games look like anymore compared to what we're going to be seeing. I'm so excited, bro.
When we had the news break, I think it was about maybe 2 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, see money, Shinobi 602, who is a like legitimate insider, who has like close connections.
Doesn't he work for like,
I don't know who he is. I literally have no idea. I know that he is friends with me on Nintendo Switch, which is bonkers. Like what? Okay. So that's good. So Shinobi 602, I've never talked to him personally. I've known him for years through the socials. He has a lot of connections, folks. He just does. And he specifically said that we, the gamers, are not ready for Gears of War 6, which tells me that the Coalition is going to do what they're known for, and that is just be the wizards of Unreal Engine. I would imagine that, you know, when we heard about Hellblade and we saw with our own eyes that Ninja Theory has officially benchmarked how much they can put into Unreal Engine 5 for Senua's Saga, and we were all blown away, and we will be even more blown away when we're actually playing the game in a couple of weeks, right? But I would imagine that if they benchmarked it for that, what the Coalition is going to be able to do with Gears 6. And what's interesting, and I kind of want to flip it a little bit, because I think this really does solidify what we've all heard. As again, it started with Special Nick of the Xbox era when he heard about the Marcus Fenix collection. I said what I said about hearing that, yes, it does exist. And apparently what I've heard, a lot of people have heard, that it's being done in Unreal Engine 5. In fact, if that is the case, C-Money, yes, that is a really good thing, because what they were ultimately able to do is use Gears 1, 2, and 3, remake it in Unreal Engine 5, learn how to really push the envelope with an old game, and then when we get Gears 6, it's going to be eyeballs falling out of our heads.
Agreed. Agreed 100%. Yeah, I think it only makes sense. Plus, based off what you had said too, and everything, I think that we'll get the collection this year. I think that's going to be one of those secret games that we didn't know about, which will obviously get everybody caught up with, you know, what the actual game is, right? Like, the people who just started with this last trilogy may not, you know, connect with it the same way as the people who came up with the original trilogy because of the amazing gameplay and story that was there. So now they're going to go ahead and introduce the new people to the original trilogy with the amazing graphics. And again, just like you said, using it as a test bed to go ahead and learn what they need to learn so that they could go ahead and do even more with Gear 6. Gear 6 is going to be crazy. I fully expect them to do like a, here's the Gears trilogy, right? Like, they're gonna announce that and it's gonna be crazy and it's coming out this year. Oh wow, it's gonna be crazy.
And then one more thing
after that.
Yeah.
Boom.
Woo. I'm wondering, because obviously Gears is a legendary IP, right? It's a pillar. Now, have other pillars grown over the years that are part of Xbox? Sure. But I think that for me, and chat, please, by all means, you know, let me know if I'm stretching here. When you think of Xbox, there are three pillars that hold up this mountain, this giant X. And I think it's safe to say that that is Halo, this is Gears, and that is Forza. And that has been used against Xbox for years. about it being the only thing that they have. And I think what you're going to start to see are other pillars being built around it. Starfield has a pillar. Fallout has a pillar because they now they're owned. Call of Duty has now become a pillar. You know, take your favorite Blizzard game, whether it's World of Warcraft or Diablo, that's now a pillar. And Hellblade and Fable and Perfect Dark. And, you know, and you're starting to see this ginormous forest being built around a centerpiece that started with these three games that people used to make fun of. And now we're laughing as Xbox fans because we are eating so good. We're a bunch of fat kings and queens. Like, we don't even know where to put the food because they are literally, and again, there's some people going to fight you. I'm like, hey, boom, there has been no first party games in 24. What are you talking about? I don't just think that my console plays more than just first party. It plays indies, plays second party, plays a ton of third party, plays other games. Now, that's going to change come May. And again, if you are someone that is a PlayStation-centric fan, which is awesome, and you're welcome here, doors are open, put your feet up, grab a Dr. Pepper. It's cool. Hang out. But let's not fake the funk. They're dry. They're dry. And the MLB The Show, multiplat, right? The only one, and I'm not ashamed to say this because I played it. I loved it. Helldivers 2 is a bright spot, a huge bright spot for Sony this year, as it should be. It is a multiplayer, console exclusive. It is available on PC. Supposedly, that's coming over to Xbox potentially next year. We'll see. But there has not been a lot for Sony. And even some of the games that they have released as exclusives for their platform through third-party marketing arms have not done really well. We don't know how Stellar Blade is going to do. It's probably going to sell a couple of million. I could see that selling like maybe two and a half, maybe 3 million copies. Does it get more than that? I have no idea. I know that Final Fantasy Rebirth, no one's talking numbers, so that's not good. Foam Stars died it came and gone like a whimper. They haven't had a lot, so we'll see. But look. Gear 6 is going to be there, whether or not they open with the Marcus Fenix collection or they close with it. I don't know, because I can see how, I mean, I want to get your opinion on this, C-Money. How I actually see this happen is now the Gear 6 fervor is starting to expand outside of just the Xbox in the world, right? You're starting to see other bigger sites now pick this up. You're starting to see the people like a Shinobi 602 and some of the bigger, pick your favorite journalist. Tom Warren's talked about it. Jess Gordon's talked about it. It's happening. Me personally, I think how it goes down is we get a Gear 6 reveal and the one more thing is the Gears collection. How do you think it's going to go down? Yeah, that's how I think it's going to go down, because the Gears collection is a rumor, right? It's cannon fodder or it's vaporware, if like the kids like to say, because there's no official nothing of it. It's just a bunch of talking heads. I think that if you want to shock the world and you really want to, you know, you want to punch the industry in the face, which is what I would do, you not only you roll Gear 6 and you're like, holy shit, Gear 6, that's life. And then, wait a second, before we let you go, we got one more thing, and it's available today.
So this is my only thought, and I think the idea itself makes sense. My only problem is going to be, theoretically, you would be downgrading the last reveal. Meaning, we know that they're making Unreal Engine 5, you know, the trilogy, yes, but we also know that that's not going to be, you know, as good looking as Gear 6, right? That's going to be completely like even if it's like they stopped at some point with Unreal Engine 5 for the trilogy, whereas they are keeping going, you know, making it better and better for Gear 6, right? So like the best looking game is going to be Gear 6. So to show us Gear 6 and then to see a slight downgrade.
That's an interesting point. I did not even think about it. That's a very interesting point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I kind of like what you're putting down. And it does make sense because, okay, so anyone raise your hand has always thought that Gears was top tier, right? Tip of the spear whenever it came out. Gears 1 Absolutely. Shocked the world. Gears 2 blew us away. Gears 3 made us cry, right? Like made us cry, like tears, like grown men crying because it was that. Now 4, you know, I like the new kids. I don't love them, but, you know, they grew on me for 5. I enjoyed 5. But 1, 2, and 3, those are iconic. And I think that what we remember are probably a lot better than what you were, even with the upgrades. You know, I'm with the HDR and everything. I think that if we looked at it now, we'd be like, wow, those were great back in the days, but they've aged.
Yeah, rough now.
So it does kind of make sense because if they were, and Coalition is, they're very good with visual presentation. And what I mean by that is, I can actually see, and you know what? Real quick before I lose it, hold on a sec, kid. There was a comment here. Wolf in the chat. Wolf, welcome to the program, brother. He says something super interesting. He says, boom. Last time Gears had the spotlight, they introduced 3 new Gears games at once. I think they get a 15-minute block at the showcase. And I know exactly what he's talking about because not only did they show off the new Gears console game, they showed off, I believe it was the RTS and the Gears Pop.
And the mobile Pop,
yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what he's referring to. That's an interesting theory, Wolf. And I think that being the Coalition, you know, who we think that they are, right? I can see them saying, okay, here's Gears of War 3 in 2000, whatever, right? And they're going to potentially show off side by side. What the Gears collection? They're gonna open up with the Gears collection logo. Everyone's gonna go crazy. People are screaming. They get the lead producer comes up and says, "This is what I want to show you." They do side by side images, and when they're done saying that it's available today, you can go download it right now. Which everyone's gonna lose their shit because I'm gonna be one of them. They go, "We got one more thing," and then they show you Gear 6, and we're like, eyeballs are melting. I kind of like your idea better than mine, to be honest with you.
Yeah. That's the only reason I think is the other way, because I think that they're going to have, like, not that the trilogy won't look amazing. Right. I think it'll just look amazing for today, not for, you know, what Gear 6 will most likely be. Especially even like, you know, there's still going to be, I mean, I guess it depends on how far they take the remake, but I just think that's the way you end it. Get the most visual pop at the end. They might even do a who knows? They might do something with mobile. They might repeat that kind of thing. They might show us like a new mobile thing that they are working on, and then show us the trilogy, and then show us the game. I like.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. I mean, look, I like the idea of a 15-minute block. I like them having the floor. You know, let them go crazy. Show us what we've all been waiting for. And I like your idea ending with Gear 6, showing us, you know, the eyeball melting, shenanigans that Shinobi 602 was talking about. It's listen, again, folks, I know that for a lot of Xbox fans, this has been a very huge roller coaster of emotions for 2024. I know that a lot of people are down on the brand. The numbers show it. Anyone that's a content creator understands what I'm talking about. We're specifically Xbox guys, right?
Yep.
We have Xbox channels, and we see what has happened because the community in itself has been disenchanted, and you have every right to feel that way. Even Facts. Some of the biggest leaders of our ilk have turned away from the brand because of this discontent. And I'm not fighting anybody on that. If you feel that strong, you know what? You know, keep it moving, player, because that's fine by me. I mean, I'm not going to judge someone's emotions. Some people are more emotional than me, and that's awesome. Being a fandom is powerful, folks. So I understand that there has not been a whole lot of rah, rah, rah for the Xbox. But I'm here to tell you, I think you should start looking downwind. Because obviously Game Pass has been killing it. We've had a lot to play, but the Xbox, you know, specific stuff that we're all waiting for, starts in May with Hellblade 2, which is going to be a freaking banger. And just based on what we saw, I think it's, I'm not saying that you should run streak down with an X across your ass in the street. I'm not saying that. I'm saying no Diddy. That's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is you should, it's time to get excited because again, look what happened with Fallout. And we're going to get into the Fallout stuff now because my God, Fallout has exploded. This show has done some things, C-Money, for the brand. Yes. That is just crazy. But before we get to that, let me just, obviously, I got to write down timestamps because obviously that's super important. I am going to draw the winners. Now, once again, before I do it, I'm going to paste it one more time. And it's hashtag DBG Fallout Coin Giveaway, right? Put that hashtag in. I'll wait a few seconds for everyone to get in. I'll let you know how many entries we have. We have 37 entries, and there are 433 people here on YouTube, 121 people watching on X. Now, obviously, if you're watching on X and you do the hashtag there, it's not going to help you because you got to be in the chat in order to win. In order to be in the chat, and there's no correlation yet between X and YouTube, you got to be in the chat. So get into the chat, type that hashtag in there, and you got a shot at this coin right here, 1 of 5. You only win one. It is the limited edition Fallout coin. This was designed and by Ben Kenobi 2020 of Twitter. And obviously helping him with distribution because it's a big job is, of course, Holly, which is known as That Blue Number. And also in the background helping with some of the art related stuff is Sean Labrie, who's responsible for all the artwork on my channel. All amazing people. So let me get into there. Okay, so we're up past 50. So I'm gonna start doing the drawing for this. Just give me a second because I'm an old man. I don't type anything. I write everything down. So I have, you know, proof is in the paper, as they say. Let me just draw the first winner. Here we go. Let's see who it is. The first winner is going to be Starfield Guy. Starfield Guy, if you are in the chat, and I would imagine that you are.
Nice.
You have won the first coin. Let's do another one. Okay. Here we go. It's rolling, folks. The winner, Michael Garcia. Welcome, brother. Nice. Congratulations, Michael Garcia. You are one of the coin winners. Let's draw that again. Hold
Darko on. Guy said, hell yeah, baby.
Yeah, nice, nice. Well, listen, I wish I could give 100 coins away. I honestly do. But we only have 5. Well, actually, we have a little bit more than 5, but those are going to be used for other giveaways. Dreadful Sean, what's up, my brother? Dreadful Sean has won the third coin of today's giveaway. Thank you so much for being a part of it. We're up at 63 entries. I'm getting goosebumps, ladies and gentlemen. Let's draw the fourth coin. Here we go. Let's see who it is. It is doing the picker as we speak. Oh my goodness, stop it. The legendary Yobi. Get nice. The F out of here. Yobi, you got to reach out to me, brother. First name, last name, address. We will ship your coin forthwith. Legendary. Hold on a sec. Let me write this down because I'm an old man. I forget stuff. And I can't forget Yobi. That's my brother from another. Okay, so here we go. Here is the last entry. He has to click on the mouse. Okay, here we go. Drum roll. I don't have a drum. I actually have a stream deck here, and I don't use it. How stupid. Stitch 6669 is the fifth winner.
Nice. Dude,
that is awesome. All right. So, okay. Well, there
so,
you go. Focus.
So Sean said that he's sorry, but he's in the UK.
You know what? Listen, DM me. We'll figure it out, Sean. Who's that? Dreadful Sean that said that? We'll like I
oh,
said.
Oh no, that's Starfield Guy.
Starfield Guy. Let's let me see what it's going to cost to ship. I mean, I'm only saying that I use caution because the UK shouldn't be too bad. If it would have been something further, look, yesterday during primetime gaming, I asked Keasante about it. He had a bunch of the Starfield pops, and that's a $15 toy, right? Not that big of a deal. It weighs what, I don't know, 12 ounces, if that. It would have cost him to send to Ireland $300. Jesus. That's a console. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's going to be that much. We want to honor as many people as we can. If it's egregious and you want to help with shipping, that's the only time we'll take help, because obviously we want to get everyone their coins. But for the most part, if it's reasonable, we'll eat the cost. It's fine. It's just, it's just something. Again, this is what a lot of the super chats and channel memberships, that's what this stuff goes for. Because when we got to ship stuff, like two holidays ago, we spent almost $400 in shipping, which is why we went all digital, because that's a console we can give away to somebody rather than give it to UPS or FedEx. So, thanks. Starfield guy, reach out to me, send me your information. I will go to FedEx and we'll work it out, brother. Just reach out to me on DM. It's at Mr. Boomstick XL, or you can email me. Anyone go to the about page, the business email is there, or, reach out to me on Xbox Live. It's at Mr. Boomstick XL, super easy stuff. But congratulations to all the winners. A big thank you to, of course, Holly and Ben and Sean for sending Double Barrel Gaming these coins to give away. And, again, congratulations to everyone. And we're going to continue to do this. I think what we're going to do moving forward until we have no coins left is we're going to do one giveaway per week until we're out of coins. And then obviously when we get the new coins in, we'll, continue to do them, because I have around 40 of them. And we want everyone to have them. So we're going to start sending what we have. But oh, wow. We got a lot of super chats here. Before we get into the second half of the program, let me just catch up with the super chats. See money we have here. Scott Woodford, a generous friend of the program, drops an outstanding $5 super chat and says to help with shipping. Ah, dude, Scott, that is super nice of you, brother. Thank you. We have a new channel member, Ann Young. Well, welcome to the program. Thank you for supporting Double Barrel Gaming. We truly appreciate that. Adidas 20-0 doesn't miss an opportunity to let people know about he's tuning into Dr. Pepper and Honey Mustard.
Damn it.
He drops a very generous $5 super chat. I love it. Something? I love Honey Mustard. It's so good.
God damn it. Boom.
Sith Lord,
you're all against me.
I know it's not right. It's they're piling on this poor guy. Don't pile on the rabbit. If you watch Bugs Bunny, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Sith Lord drops a very generous $2 super chat and says, "Xbox for life, no matter what." Indeed, kind sir. We have the Sad Truth drops a very generous $5 super chat, and he says, "When, how, where can I get tickets for the June Xbox show?" Well, I don't know how to get into the show that's not like press related. I don't know if they're selling tickets. What I do know is IGN has an event that is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's the first time they're doing the event. It's $25 per day or $60 for the VIP pass. The Keeleys is having an event there as well. You can, in fact, buy tickets. Those tickets go on sale May 1st through Ticketmaster. I don't know if there's going to be a VIP version of it. I think there is, but I believe that the standard ticket price for the Keeleys Summer Games Fest is $25, unless it's gone up. I don't know, but that's what those are the shows that you can buy. The other shows, like Ubisoft, I don't think they sell tickets. They're doing that on Monday, the day after the Xbox showcase. I'd reach out to Xbox on the socials and see if because they haven't officially announced it yet. That doesn't usually happen. I think Holly was saying last night that somewhere in the middle of May, but we all kind of know when it's going to be there. Ubisoft is going to be there, so I would imagine Microsoft is going to be that Sunday, which I believe is the 9th. We have here Gray Fox drops a very generous £2 super chat and says, crawl out to the fallout. GRTZ from Amsterdam. Well, listen, thank you so much for being a part of the show, and thank you for the generosity. We truly appreciate it. And Ann Young drops an additional, very generous $5 super chat and says, to help ship to Starfield guy. Oh, dude, that's crazy, that's nice of you, brother. Thank you. And Torino Johnson drops a very generous $2 super chat and says, boom, have you tried the coconut Dr. Pepper? Dude, I didn't even know that existed. Now I have to try it. Damn it. I like the vanilla one. That is really good. Yeah, I don't drink soda or pop for people. I drink one glass of ginger ale with dinner. That's it. I'm not on a weight loss thing because I eat whatever I want. I just work out like a madman. But let's get into C-Money. We got to talk some numbers here because some big numbers happened for Fallout. Now, obviously, today is going to be the day where the 4K 60 update drops. And again, that's not an Xbox-only thing. That's happening for Xbox Series X, Series S. That's also happening to Xbox One X and One S. It's also happening for PlayStation 4 and 5, which I think is awesome. Everyone is getting the update. It is not going to cost anybody. I know someone said something funny in the chat about, oh, the update's not costing me $10. Yeah, no, that's Sony. Sony does things like that. Microsoft just gives it away for free. So Clobriel, which of course is another big insider when it comes to specifically Xbox news, but he does do industry stuff. Fallout 76 achieves over 1 million new players in a single day, C-Money. But you know what's crazy? It gets even more bonkers because Fallout retweeted it and then commented on it and said that they have almost 5 million players across Fallout games in a single day.
That's wild.
That is a, I mean, it's a big deal, folks. It's a really big deal. I got FOMO. I'm not going to front. I started playing Fallout. I said, you know what? Let me start over. No problem. Saved over my old save because I'm like, I want to do this from scratch. I'm only going to play an hour. So I designed the character, which actually looks nothing like me, but I did the best I could. It's fine, whatever. I usually wear a helmet anyway, so you're not seeing my face. And 1 hour turned into three. And three has now turned into 10 because now I can't stop playing it. And you know something that's interesting, ladies and gentlemen? Fallout 4 was not my favorite. But I am going to tell you what I have rediscovered is why I have fallen in love with Bethesda as a developer. Because even though I don't remember what I played with the story, I know that I'm looking for my son, and the wife, obviously, spoiler, folks, the game's 10 years old. Something happens to the wife while you're in the freezer chambers. And you're now hunting for your lost or stolen son. That's the story. But you know what's the money that I find so interesting about Fallout 4 and most Bethesda games is that past the initial learning things, when they take the training wheels off and you just go out into the ether and you're just walking around, I cannot begin to tell you how many places I have found that I'm like, I don't even remember this. Like almost every nook and cranny you go to, there is something there for you to find or potentially miss if you don't care. And I have been just combing over everything. I just joined the Brotherhood of Steel, which they're a bunch of maniacs, but I'm like, F it. They have awesome armor. Let me get in on those weapons. But thanks. Fallout, coming back in a big way, brother. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the show is crazy good, right? Like, yeah. they killed it. And as we learned from Cyberpunk and their Netflix show that blew up, right? You put a great show together for a gaming IP and give it that feel, you know, where it feels like, man, like, I want to go back. Like, people do. They go back. And the fact that you have a game that's from shit, I mean, when did Fallout 4 come out? Like 2017 or some crazy, 2015 maybe? I don't know. So long time ago. For it to be like number one on like different stores or like different places, like to be so highly ranked, like it was in the top 25 of the, PlayStation.
Can I give you some context that I believe I sent it to you, because this, now this could be used as slanderous shenanigans, if you will. Let me, you know what, I see, this is why I want to punch myself in the face, because I could have sworn I sent it to you that I at least, okay, I did. Thank goodness. Okay. So King Web, who's always in the chat, actually posted something I have in front of me. It's actual data from Steam, and you know, take it for what it's worth. I think it is. I think it's a big deal because the game turns 10 years old next year. FYI, that's ridiculous, right? So Jesus. He posted this this morning, right? Yes, 2015. Could you imagine that game came out that long ago and we don't have a new Fallout? I mean, we got Fallout 76 technically, but you know what I mean. Well, here's an interesting aspect, ladies and gentlemen. According to the Steam top 10, well, actually, it's the top 12, Fallout 4 has officially surpassed Helldivers 2 at number 4. Helldivers 2 has fallen to number 5. That is a big freaking deal. Now, mind you, that's not a multiplayer game. That is a single player story driven.
Old ass, you forgot to add.
Yeah, that's old ass game.
Old ass single player game. Okay, that's the shit. That's crazy. But that's to show you, man, it's the power of that show, power of the Fallout IP, power of Xbox now. And that's what a lot of people try to separate. Right, say, oh no, that's Bethesda. No. Bethesda is Xbox. No matter how you want to cut it now, they own them. Everything that's theirs belongs to Xbox. And this is what is happening now. Xbox is showing you what they were trying to do by doing this, right? This is the domination they were looking to have happen, where they now own everything that matters to most gamers. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a real way, not in a console war way, in a real way. Call of Duty is beloved, right, by so many people. Minecraft, Fallout, Elder Scrolls, you know, like these are huge IP that now are owned by Xbox, and that is how they're keeping it where they are the gold standard of publishers. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have everything that you want, and it's working out. Like, look at they kept that show going, right? They kept that deal going. They made that happen, and look at it. It's killing it. Game's back. Fallout 76, the game that people used to talk crap about, the game that nobody liked, it was so bad and blah 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 blah. Over a million people playing in a day. Come on, man. Dude.
Yeah.
In a day? Come on, man.
And this is coming off the heels of the Atlantic City DLC, which, of course, if you are from this area, and I'm not from Jersey. My brother lives in Jersey.
I'm from Jersey.
There you go. It's a big deal. It's a very exciting time. Like I said, I fell for the FOMO. I'm not going to front. I haven't jumped back into 76. I remember, like, I bought it for the helmet, the wearable helmet, which I have in storage. I just don't have space here. I will one day. I played a couple of hours. I was like, yeah, this is just not good. That's why I just bought it for the helmet. It's fine. And I haven't been back. So when I'm going to go back, when I have time, because there's just too many freaking games. Honestly, it's just ridiculous. I want to get into it. I'm going to obviously start from scratch. And supposedly it's, the community there is very welcoming. It's like a very, hey, what do you need? I've heard stories of people coming out of the vault and like, hey, here's a bunch of stuff. Yeah,
like there's people, like there's a waiting party.
That's almost crazy, like just a group, dude.
It's like a group of people who just keep swapping. It's like, all right, I'll stand there now. And then they just welcome you, give you stuff. Like, that's wild, man.
That is so cool. That's so dope. That, yeah, I mean, and that's video games, folks. Like, how could you not, how could that not put a smile on your face? Like, honestly, that is just amazing. So,
and we got that update that came out today. So now, can't, that's what I want to, that's what I was waiting for.
Wait,
I want to jump back in.
I'm going to watch with a keen eye what the numbers look like, because you're right. The update did drop. Now, again, I say did. If it maybe dropped in your area, as far as I know, I got here. I checked maybe about half an hour, maybe about an hour ago. The update wasn't available. Usually,
Well, but today's the day. It's supposed
today
to
is the day. It will drop. It's after 1. I don't know why is. It's a weird time. But 1 p.m. Go to your Xbox. Check for the update. If it's there, boom. I cannot wait to see it. Like I said, I've never owned a tip of the spear TV because it just never wasn't in the financial cards. And I got one last year and it runs. It has everything, every bell and whistle you could want. I finally, after all these years, I'm going to be 54 this year. I actually have a TV that could run everything. I cannot wait to see what this freaking game absolutely looks like. But we have another story that I want to get into now. Before we get to that, I want to thank Dreadful Sean in the chat because it's funny, he won 2 coins and they're 2 different coins and he won again. And this one's the Fallout one. So congratulations, brother. That is so freaking awesome. He drops a very generous $20 super chat and says, hey, thanks again for giving away these coins. It's the 3rd one that I have won. Here's a little extra to help with shipping. I work for FedEx, so I understand. Yeah, I mean, listen. We send everything through FedEx. 1, because they're reliable. We've never had anything stolen. And it gets there, and usually gets there incredibly quick. So as soon as the show is over, I got a few things to do. I'll get those coins out by week's end to everyone. And like I said, Starfield guy, just DM me, and we'll get your information. And listen, brother, if it's we'll see what it is. If it's not egregious, don't worry about it. We'll eat the shipping and just send you the coin. Don't even worry about it. This is one of those topics that I almost hate talking about because it's a little scandalous, and I don't like that kind of content. Like, we don't go out of our way to be D's, right? That's just not our thing. But, I just find it incredibly very, very funny when you consider something like Starfield, which is going to go down. Starfield, if it's not already, will be on the level of a Fallout conversation. It will be 100%. On the level.
It's a new pillar, for sure.
Yeah,
they did it. They've done it.
Of an Elder Scrolls, yep. Right? I really do believe that. I'm not capping for the game. It is an amazing experience. Now, maybe it's a slow drip for a lot of people and they don't dig it. I'm not going to fight with you. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Not every game is for every gamer, folks. I get it. But what's interesting is the industry at hand, right? And what I mean by that is the internet is always going to be who we thought that they were. Some people are going to be great. Some people are going to be lukewarm, and others are going to be horrible. That's just the way social media works. It's fine. As you get more accustomed to it, you walk around, you tiptoe around the landmines, you just keep it moving. But one thing that we have learned from the media specifically, and no particular site in order, just the media as an overall arcing, we're doing a broad paint stroke across the board here, is that unless your game is a 90 meta, it's shit. Right, that's what they're trying to train us, but that's not always the case, because if you are an 83 for Xbox, you've underdelivered. Once again, another Xbox fail. Right, that's what they have been telling us for years, and I'm not making this stuff up, folks. Pick your favorite site. And I'm sure there was a story about Xbox because they didn't deliver a 95 meta game it's not tip of the spear. Interesting thought and theory here. So I'm going to quickly do a screen share because J-Rock is one of my favorite antagonists of the Xbox community because Jay likes to poke. He doesn't do anything egregious. He just has fun. Well, he put something, and again, my footage stopped here, so let me just do a screen share, and I'll bring something up in a hot second. He put out something that made me want to make this a topic, because it is, well, it's, I think it's important. Let me find it. Let me do the screen share. Let me bring it up for everyone. There's J-Rock's tweet. Here it is. There you go, folks. There it is. So on your screen, you should see what I'm looking at. And, well, these three games have been heralded as saviors of PlayStation by many in the community, right? Rise of the Ronin, 76 meta, right? Helldivers 2, 82. That's a great score. I think 82 is a fantastic score. In fact, Helldivers 2 is a great freaking game. Stellar Blade, 82. That's a great score. Now, there's some, you know, some racial tension controversy that we're not going to cover here. I don't shy away from it, but that needs its own section. Some stuff was spray painted on the wall that made some offensive, comments. I didn't know what they meant. I'm going to be honest with you. I asked my brother. My brother was like, "Whoa, yeah, that's pretty bad, Craig."
And yeah, I was in the same boat.
Yeah, I didn't know what it meant. And maybe because I'm an old man. Sorry, I didn't know what it meant. And when I learned what it meant, I'm like, "Wow, yeah, that's not good." That's a conversation that I won't shy away from. We can have that conversation. We're just not going to have it today because it needs to be talked out and it needs to be done with respect. And I'm not going to just shoot from the hip about something that offended a lot of people. If we're going to talk about it, we're going to go in because I think it deserves the spotlight to have that kind of conversation. Won't shy away from it. I just need to make it a focal point of a conversation because of its importance. But getting back to this, on the left of your screen or left on my screen, maybe it's the right on yours, Starfield is sitting for the Xbox at an 83. Which I thought was a great score. Now, that score should have been an 86, give or take, but there were some specific, you know, attacks to make it drop in meta, and it is what it is. It's an 83. I thought 83 was a great score, but the media told us that it wasn't a great score. They told us that this is Bethesda or Bugthesda undelivering. They didn't deliver like they promised. I don't know what game they played, but see, money... Let's talk about this because these are three console exclusives that were supposed to, that have been heralded by the press as being like the greatest thing since sliced bread, but the Metascores don't lie. And the Metascores, every one of them, are lower than Starfield. Why is that the question?
I mean, that's the reality of where we are right now and where we've been with the way that the media, you know, treats Microsoft and they treat Xbox, right? Like, we know it. Like, it's always the same way. A game is going to be rated lower on Xbox. It'll get rated higher on PlayStation. But even
would that be the Xbox tax that no one believes is real?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's ask Destin. I don't know if he still remembers from that moment. I don't know. But... Yeah, I mean, this is what they do, right? This is what they've always done. But look at how the narrative changed because they couldn't, even with the bump, justify giving the scores for these three games on the right, or Rise of the Ronin, Stellar Blade, Helldivers 2. Listen, Helldivers 2, Stellar Blade, they might be good, but these are inflated, right? We know that there's people who bump up their score just because it's a PlayStation exclusive. Like, that's just a fact of what happens.
Yep.
Whereas on the Starfield side, that is deflated, right? That is a lower score than it should be because there are people who are putting lower scores, okay? Lower scores intentionally, right?
Yep.
So that's the difference there. These scores are not the same. So that 83 and 82, they may look like they're close, but they're actually miles apart, right? Because none of these games are on the even in the same stratosphere.
Well, they're definitely not on the same scale and scope of Starfield.
Not even close. And not the same caliber, not anything, right? It's just Starfield's in a whole different place. So the fact that, number one, that they're so close is ridiculous, okay? That just proves it out even more how stupid the whole idea is. But, again, the media will now try to tell you, and the ponies will try to tell you how great these games are in the same breath, they'll tell you how shitty Starfield is. But based off the very thing that they use to try to bring down Xbox and say, look, Starfield's only an 83. Now that doesn't matter with the PlayStation game, right? 82, great score, right? Great score for Stellar Blade. Great score for Helldivers, right? 76, man, that's not that bad for Rise of the Ronin. That's not that bad, right? It's a bullcrap narrative that at some point, you know, when you have enough of these lined up, like, first of all, the sad thing about this is they have no more metas coming for God knows how long, you know, to at least the middle of next year before they're going to even see another meta that's for an PlayStation exclusive, where we're going to get nothing but more games almost on a monthly basis starting next month, right? Where we're going to get Hellblade next month, which is going to be great, right? And then obviously, you know, I have a strong feeling that Gears of War is going to either Gears of War or Starfield, the DLC, will drop at the June showcase. I think one of them will.
You know what? It's interesting. The Starfield one, I don't know how far they're along. I would imagine that it's far along. I'm wondering if they're holding out to the 1 year anniversary.
I mean, maybe, but the problem is that the 1 year anniversary is crowded.
It is. You know, you're right. Yeah, you know, you are right. Yep.
You're going to put the expansion up against like your new Indiana Jones or whatever the else hell they got going on. You know, Stalker 2 comes out September 5th, right? Like, so there's it would be a bit rough, I would say, because you're either going to get hurt or you're going to hurt, right?
Yeah.
It's either going to lower how many people play the DLC, or the DLC is so good that it lowers the reception of, you know, people playing your new games that you just put out that are supposed to be the hot topic. So I don't know. I think for the Shadow Drop, I think we'll get either the Gears or the DLC. And then really after that, they're either going to put a bunch of games on top of each other, which, you know, they've done in the past, which I don't necessarily agree with, but it's a possibility, or they're going to spread it out the rest of the year. And just fill in all the gaps, right? So but we're going to keep getting more reviews because we got more games coming, whereas they don't. And the narrative is going to move away from, oh man, look at your meta, to, hey, at least we have shit to have a meta score for, right? Because at this point, if you had a PlayStation or not, after this last game that came out, you could throw it away and you still have access to the same games on a different console, so it wouldn't matter to have it anymore. So at the end of the day, you know, it's just changing. It's going to change.
Yep.
It's going to be forced upon them. We've seen IGN already had to bend the knee. Matter of fact, I almost feel like Stellar Blade is them showing that they're bending.
Well, They gave it a seven.
They gave it a seven. Which is, you know, obviously, if they gave Starfield a seven, right? So that just means that's still probably a little lower on their scale, but still, you know, it showed that they weren't out there just putting an eight on it or something just for the sake of it. So you're already starting to see the change. You're already starting to see how they're going to be forced to make these moves over time as you just get inundated with more and more Xbox games. Like, let's be real, these places, they're not going to get any review traffic from PlayStation anymore, right? Like for another year, right? Like they have no exclusives to garner,
or at least to 2025 in March is what they yeah, told us. So, this, like I said, this is, we're not making minimum. This up. This literally,
yeah,
they told us,
and
this.
they didn't even say we will have something next, you know, in next fiscal year, right? They just said we don't have anything this fiscal year after these games, right? Like, that is all we know. So for them to, for these media sites who rely on reviews and things, they're going to only have, if they're looking for the biggest games coming out this year outside of third party, it's Xbox, right? So they're going to have to kind of look at it and see what it is. I mean, are they going to spend the rest of their year just bashing it and giving it crappy scores just to do it? Or are they going to ease up? I mean, I guess we'll find out with Hellblade,
Well, I mean, the previews of Hellblade were certainly glowing, telling, though. Right? They were telling. I think what happened with Hellblade specifically was that what they actually saw and what Ninja Theory has delivered is so good that even the most stout negative MF in the, you know, the media industry is like, yeah, I think what's going to start happening, C Money, and this is for the chat as well, is there's going to come a point where Microsoft is hitting on all cylinders with first party, where the games are coming out and we are blown away. We're like, what? Where has this been the last 4 years? And I think there's going to come a point where if you are one of these reviewers that have a hard on for Xbox, and that's just your thing, that's your brand, you're going to be the odd one looking out. Like if you give a game a heinous score versus everyone else saying, let's say for instance, it's a 9, it's a 10. People are giving it these unbelievable scores because the game deserves it, and you're like, oh, 7. You're going to lose subscribers. You're going to lose people tuning into your site because you're going to be the odd person out. And I think that's something that we have to look forward to because, again, something like Hellblade, I was shocked at some of the commentary coming away from sites that I do not have much respect for, IGN being one of them. We've seen how they have rolled Xbox in the last couple of years, and it hasn't been pretty, and they could not stop gushing. So that means that this, in fact, is something incredibly special. And again, I want this to be clear, that this conversation about the 83 versus the 82, I don't think Stellar Blade at 82 is a bad game. I didn't buy it. I don't plan to. When it's $20, I'll buy it. When Rise of the Ronin is $20 at the end of the year, I will buy it.
Boom. How are you going? You're going to have to go get your PlayStation 3. Bring that back out.
I've seen some screens, and again, I really want to experience it for myself because I've seen some when the camera goes kind of back, Stellar Blade doesn't really look that good. It looks really impressive when it's up close.
Yeah, like when they could, it's like the switch effect for I don't know if you played Bayonetta 2 or 3. I don't remember the last one that came out.
When she transforms and
when you zoom in. It's crazy. Like, holy shit, look at how beautiful a Switch game can be. And then as soon as you start pulling that camera out, all of a sudden,
and everything.
You're back in PlayStation 2 era of gaming. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy.
It's bad.
So, they have the same effect. It's not as drastic, obviously, but it's definitely not. When you zoom out, you immediately see it all fall apart. It just exposes the PlayStation's, you know, lack of power, that they can't get the whole thing running looking nice. You know, when you zoom in, great, you know what I'm saying? Very, very, you know, high fidelity. Zoom out, doo-doo.
Not so much. Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, look, at the end of the day, once again, a big congratulations to the 5 winners. I know I checked my DM while you were talking, and I got some of the addresses. We're going to get those things mailed out but by the end of the week for sure, over the weekend, at worst case scenario. I'll send everyone the tracking information for your coin. We'll get it all squared away. Let me catch up on the last kind of super chats, and then we'll get everyone out of here, because again, this is a show that only runs about 70 minutes. We actually hit 3 topics today rather than the normal 2. So we have Lieutenant Hulk drops a very generous $2 super chat. Oh, I did not know this. Boom, Jedi Survivor is now an Xbox Game Pass. Well, there you go. That's why Xbox Game Pass rules, because that's amazing. So there you go. Thanks, Lieutenant Hulk, for the information. Even better information. Papal Penguin Gaming, who's been a channel member for 2 months, he says the Fallout 4 update is downloaded and live on my Xbox. So folks, run out there. And he posted this at 12:53. So go download that. I hope mine, when I'm done, I can actually go play, is downloaded, ready to rock and roll. Slug Nasty 69. Drops a very generous $5 super chat. And he says, what are your thoughts on Kingdom Come Deliverance 2? I'm playing through the first one, and the combat story and systems are great. Very addictive. I never played the first one.
What?
No, I never played it,
dude. Yo, it's so good, dude.
You know who loves this game? Lord Cognito cannot stop talking about this game.
My homie.
I got it. You know what?
I kickstarted it. I was part of the Kickstarter. That's the first game was a Kickstarter.
Okay.
Yeah. So I kickstarted it, and I was, you know, during the whole thing, watching everything, had the preview builds before it came out. And dude, when I tell you that game is awesome, I mean, I played it on PC because they were pushing, you know, graphics were crazy. So I mean, I don't know how it is on Xbox. I never played on Xbox, but on PC, it was amazing. Loved it. The story was so good, couldn't wait. Like, I can't, like, this, they just announced part two. I'm so pumped, yo. Oh my god, I cannot wait. This looks amazing. It's gonna
excellent.
Be crazy.
Now my interest is peaking. Another 60-hour game. I don't know where I'm gonna find time to play. Just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. It's different. It's a different type of game. You know, you like the swinging, the fighting is not just mashing. You literally gotta like block exactly where they're coming from. You have to swing to find the openings.
Yeah.
Woo. It's good.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it the old college effort. Thanks so much, Slug Nasty 69, for the information and of course the generosity. Lastly, Harky Chani, who I'm gonna meet in person. Yes, and Harkey, by the way, I don't know when his book is going live on Amazon, but folks, he wrote a book
this weekend.
It is this weekend. Go support that man. Go support his book. Hey, you know what? Let me while we do the outro, let me go into my Discord, which I can't stand. I hate Discord. It's awful. I'm like an old man. My nephew Tyler uses Discord. He's like, "Hey Theo, do you use Discord?" I'm like, "What? This is crazy, kid." So I got his book. I'm gonna copy and paste it. I'm gonna throw it into the chat, folks. This is Harky Chani. He's one of us, man. Go support this man. Here we go. His book is there. His book is called, let me make sure I get it, Emergence. Yes. And that's pretty dope. I mean, I don't know. I don't know about you folks. I don't know how many people I know that wrote a book. Well, I know at least one now, so that's good. And lastly, we have another super chat come in here. And again, it's Hargeet Chani. He says this after dropping a very generous $5 super chat. Using OpenCritic, Stellar Blade is 83. Rise of the Ronin is 77. Helldivers 2 is an 83. Starfield is an 85. That's awesome. I didn't even know about the Open Critic scores. Thank you so much for that. C-Money, let's get you on out of here, brother. You have a lot going on, a lot of really great things going on with the channel. Obviously, you do a show which is unique because not only do you podcast with your wife on Him, Her, and a Guest and Him, Her, and a Dev, which is amazing, but you also have other shows where not only do you have your family involved, your son and your daughter, but you do these block parties, these end of month block parties with everyone from the community. It is amazing. Sell your brand, kind sir. Where can people subscribe to your YouTube channel? And more importantly, follow you on social media.
Yeah, man. Well, first of all, you know, boom. Thanks again, man, for having me. Appreciate you. Love doing the show. It's always a good time, man. So thank you. You can follow me over here at C-Money Forever right there. That's over on Twitter or X. And you can follow me there. You can also follow my wife, Doodle. She's at Doodle to be free over on Twitter and X. So we have a YouTube channel called On Point for Gamers. And we do 4 shows a week. We also do videos and shorts and things like that. But we have, our show is tomorrow. So we have a Friday night show called The Night Shift Let's Talk Gaming. That's the one that Hargeet, is a part of. And that's at 6 p.m. Eastern time. And, it's a great show. You should definitely come by. It's a Friday night show. Gets a little crazy often. So definitely come check us out there. On Sundays, we have Morning Quest with Doodle and C-Money. It's 10 a.m. Eastern time. It's me and Doodle and a very community-focused show. We spend most of the time talking with the chat, going over what they think about the topics, all that fun stuff. We have a great time. And then Tuesday is our interview show day. So we just had our very last, not forever, but for right now, our very last episode of Her, Him, and a Guest on Tuesday, where we had the homie Paris Lilly, who came through. Great, great, great show. If you didn't see it, definitely go check it out. Awesome, awesome interview. He's a dope dude. But going forward, so starting this Tuesday, we have a new show called Her, Him, and a Dev. Thanks to going over to PAX East, we met a lot of devs, a lot of publishers and things of that nature. So so we're going to be having a show where we kind of talk about the, you know, inside gaming of games, right? Like what, nice. What's it like in the back end? What's going on? Publishers, developers, so it'll be different stories depending on who it is. So definitely a good show. Come check it out. And then on Wednesdays, we have our gaming podcast. It's called On Point, the gaming podcast, where it's me, Doodle, and our son, Madman, who comes on. It's, you know, he just turned 17 this year. So he's, has different ideas, man. We were talking, we were just at our show yesterday on Wednesday. And, you know, it's crazy. Like, we're old, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, we sure the hell are, man.
We see things a little differently, you know, so it's kind of cool to have our boy being able to give us some youthful perspective. so yeah, definitely come check us out. Last night was the yesterday was our end of the month gaming block party. We do one at the end of every month, so the last Wednesday of every month we do an end of the month block party where we get a bunch of people on and just have a good time. And then on the second Wednesday of every month, we do our community blowout, which is we get 7 to 8 community members who come up and, you know, we do the show with them and it's a great time. It's, you know, we have a game that we play that they battle for. It's a great time. So definitely come and check us out, man. But outside of that, man, appreciate you all. I did drop the link in the chat. You know, if you come sub, appreciate you. That'd be dope. It's a good time.
Absolutely, brother. Great to work with you as always on Thursday. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, that's going to do it for us here. C-Money and myself on XVlog Live. If you are finding the channel for the first time, I do humbly request that you consider subscribing. I do this Monday through Friday, 5 different shows, 5 different panels, all great content. And we never hate monger or clickbait you to get in. We have fun. We talk about hot button topics. And we always have the the stories to back them up. And we do, and I think that we give fair opinions on things. If you are someone that's already subscribed, please hit that like button on the way out. Let YouTube know that Double Barrel Gaming is a site that matters, is a channel that matters. And we're trying to build on the 14.3K that we have. Maybe we'll get lucky enough to get hit that 15K by the end of the year. And you can help us get there by subscribing. We super appreciate it. And of course, a big thank you to all of the Super Chats, the new channel member that joined today, and the channel members that continue to help fund these big giveaways. Once again, these 5 winners of the very special and limited coin that I showed off today. This was designed by Ben Kenobi 2020 on Twitter. It is Starfield Guy, Michael Garcia, Dreadful Sean, Legendary Yobi, and Stitch. 6669. I'll be getting you your coins one way or another. A big thank you for being a part of today's show and congratulations on the W's. And of course, I'm going to close out today's show with something that's incredibly important to me, folks. Hopefully one day it'll be important to you. And that's something that my dad taught us when we were kids. And it would say, Craig, treat others how you want to be treated. And also, it doesn't cost anything to be nice. You live by those rules, son. I can guarantee you, you're going to have an awesome day. So take care, everyone, and we'll see you next week on the newest episode of XVlog Live.